And welcome back to Stream of Consciousness, everybody. I am Joey the Dazzle Muffin Stout, and this is Joel Honey Pocket Cox. Honey, you know what's funny is Honey Pocket sounds like a reference for a vagina, and your last name is Cox.
Honey Pocket.
Honey Pocket.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna get some of that Honey Pocket. Honey
Dazzle Muffin sort of sounds like something you'd call a vajayjay too, as well. Also, what nicknames do you have for the panucha, for the pooter, for the guxy?
Well. That's a funny story.
Have we done this before?
No, we haven't, but it's funny you say that.
Oh, okay. I'm terrified. Why are you getting up and walking away? Oh, wait, no. Does that have something to do with?
No.
Oh, okay.
So years ago at a job, we were first talking about slang. And the one that always hung with me...
I love this ambient noise. This is like... It really enhances the story.
Hairy axe wound.
Hairy axe wound?
I thought that was one of the most bizarre.
Hairy axe wound. Okay, we're going to get into that. I want to come back to that one also.
Okay, so vajayjay.
All right.
The other lips.
The other lips.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bit crass, though. That doesn't feel like it's as... I don't hate it. I just feel like it's...
One of my favorite...
It's not as well thought
out. One of my favorite bad... flirty jokes I used to say, which I don't know why I would say this. Now that I think about it. Now that I'm married.
Because you're a deplorable human being. Go for it.
Well, I also had some friends, like, before I was dating Tara and after Rainy, I had this phase where I guess I was really flirty. And some of my friends, it was one of those things where you could flirt with them, but they knew it was going nowhere.
Right.
You just say it for shock value.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, did he kiss you? Yeah, in the lips.
Which ones? I'm trying to think. I know that there's. I've got some. You know what? I think we went through ones for nicknames for buttholes one time.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because I called it the balloon
boobs.
Knot.
We did boobs.
We did boobs.
Yeah, we didn't do butts. Trust me.
We didn't do butts.
Nope.
You have any fun ones for butts? I call it the balloon knot.
Accidentally.
The rusty sheriff's badge. The tiny tin tunnel. Vaginas. Cock pocket. Sparkle muffin.
Punani.
Her glitter pie. I've got a whole list of them over here.
Well, keep going. I'll name the ones that I think of. No, just Nick, call them all.
No, it's not like that. You have to. I'm more or less making them up as I go.
Bullshit.
Her princess hole. The angel pit.
Well, there was a 80s or 70s 80s.
Her pixie poodle.
British car.
Oh, I feel like that's one of the nicknames I was going to use for us next episode.
Called Are You Being Served? And Mrs. Slocum had a cat.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait. First of all, we gotta introduce the whole concept of Are You Being Served? Because some people may not know what this is. It's a very popular...
comedy from...
Like this... From
70s or 80s.
Was it... I think it might even... Well, yeah, it was probably about the 80s. It's insinuative, and it's crass without being crass. It's a great show, but it's very popular.
I'm sorry, 1972.
Oh, is it really that old? Okay, yeah, all right, I guess that makes sense, really. It's British, so everything British feels like it's older than what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, like one of my favorite skits they do. So they worked in a department store called Grace Brothers, and there was a lingerie department, there was a menswear, and I think there's some other departments under the floors. Mm-hmm. But it was a menswear and lingerie was on the same floor.
Right.
And there was a Captain Peacock. He was the...
Yes,
He was the male equivalent of... The girl of the hostess at a restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. He was the guy who was basically like the manager, but he directed traffic.
Yeah. People he directed you to the department. There's Mrs. Slocum, who was head of lingerie.
She was the old lady who would like she had care. Different color hair.
Pink, blue.
Her hair was different every time, and she wasn't like emo young. Like she was this old woman who was.
I actually made a comment at work the other day. So we get emails from random people at work. And this one woman named, we'll call her Bridget. She has...
So much of our show has to be addendumed to save The names and situations have been changed to protect the innocent.
She has neon pink hair. She's got to be like either 30s or late 20s.
Okay. No. I thought you were going to go a different direction. I thought you were going to say 30 or 40. Like, let's make her feel good about herself.
So we're all taught. So everyone at work has, because sometimes you can put your email, your picture in your profile, in your thing. So when you get an email, you see a picture of the person. Well, her hair is the first thing you say, and everyone's like, it's very pink. And I made the comment of, if you're underage, if you're
does over the carpet match the curtains?
No. If you're over the age of 30 and under the age of 60, you cannot have freaky colored hair at work. And my coworker's like, so there's a gap between 30 and 60. I'm like, yep. Think about it. 20s, I'll be crazy and different. 30's like, fuck it, I'm done.
Right.
But then you get to like 60, like, this looks
good. I'm gonna die soon anyways. Fuck all of you.
So anyway.
So that was Mrs. Slocum. I can't believe you still remember all their names.
I can't remember the girl's name.
I think there was two different ones. I think they changed after like the first.
No. There's only two girls. And then there was Mr. Humphreys.
Because the other chick was the young chick. She was the hot chick. Mm. Right.
There's Mr. Humphreys. He was...
Oh, Mr. Humphreys was the best part of that show.
Everybody and their brother knew he was gay.
Well, he was questionable.
But nobody...
No, he wasn't questionable. He was very obviously gay.
He was very gay. But they never said it.
It was always
insinuated.
And it was always these, like, crazy...
situations.
Where there was, like, stuff that was, like, said that was, like... Like, they'd say, what would you like for dinner? Do you want the chicken or do the fish? And he would go, I could go either way. And, like, stuff like that.
Or, all like, very, he, since he wore menswear, they had to measure you for pants. So every time he measured somebody, he went a little bit too high to measure you. And people would jump. I can't remember the guy's name. But I remember that the Captain Peacock was always yelling at him for, like, hitting on the girl.
Yes.
Or not doing his job well.
Right.
Well, one thing that always happened is, Mr. Peacock was... Mr. Humphreys, are you free?
I am free.
No. The whole store is empty. Empty. Except for
looked over his shoulder.
He looked left. He looked right. And goes, yes, I'm free. And everybody did
this. He
never
said, yes, I'm free. He would always, sing it. It was like...
But everybody would say... Basically, would be like... Everyone would look around. Yeah, I'm free. But there's nobody around to even be...
That was like the one of the... I always remember Mr. Humphreys doing it. I don't remember everybody else doing it.
Everyone did it.
But yeah, that was like an ongoing thing.
But then... Mrs. Slocum.
Now that you say it, I do think I remember everybody doing it.
Mrs. Slocum had a cat.
Oh, my God.
And all the time...
She never referred to it as her cat.
It always was her pussy.
Oh.
So it'd be like, my pussy got so wet last night in the storm.
You're talking about like the pouring down
rain. I had to give it a bath. It stank so bad. I can't believe my pussy smelled so bad. And nobody...
And it was like, this is okay. This is back in the 70s. Like, they just let this shit go.
And nobody was like... Meanwhile, us being...
And like, in the audience,
And because it's like 19, like late, early 90s.
Well, here's the best part of the show is like, we weren't watching this as adults. Like, this is something that we were watching. Like, this show was filmed before we were born.
Exactly.
We were watching
on PBS.
The reruns and on PBS of all things, too, was the best part of it. Or no, it was on QED.
Which is PBS.
Yes, I'm sorry, it's PBS. I'm sorry, right.
And I'm just sitting there like...
Oh, it was so filthy. I loved it.
But it wasn't even filthy, and no one.
It really wasn't. It wasn't dirty. It was just. It was very insane. Although you know what, I think
I gotta find that show again.
It was one of those shows. It's a lot of shows. Now that I said it out loud, and I'm thinking about some like the older shows, a lot of them did have stuff that would never fly today.
Of course.
You, Mrs. Humphreys couldn't, or Mr. Humphreys couldn't make the same jokes that today that he did on that show. At least not on regular television.
I gotta watch the show again.
I was watching, not quite binge watching, but I watched several episodes of The Golden Girls, and I know, tough shit.
Here's the funny thing: when I was a kid, my parents went out to watch The Golden Girls. So me being who I am, going, well, there's gotta be something cool about the show. They don't want me to see it. Then I watched it. I'm like, this is boring.
It's not. You're not the right. Which the funny part is it's about a bunch of old white women and white women problems. And it definitely. If you watch the show,
but here's the thing: it wasn't bad. Like it wasn't like it was like we can't because they talk about sleeping with like well Blanche maybe, but like it wasn't like it was. It wasn't even dirty.
It had some moments that were a little.
Are
cross
You Being
the
Served
line.
Was more dirty.
Oh no, Are You Being Served was way more off the reservation than Golden Girls was. But Golden Girls,
I was allowed to watch Are You Being Served, but I was not allowed to watch Golden Girls,
which is crazy to me. Because Golden Girls tackled bigger, real issues. Like, they tackled things. They did. If you watch the show, like, they did handle things like sexual abuse. They handled conversations.
I must have blacked out for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, different episodes, different things. But there was a lot of stuff that was real life issues. Stuff that was ahead of their time. Unfair pay for women and things like that. Like, there's just segregation, degradation.
The craziest thing was Betty White was the youngest one there.
In real life, I believe she was the oldest actress. That's what I mean. Right.
In the show, she's the youngest one.
Right.
But she's the oldest actress. And she's still alive!
Yeah. I love Betty White.
So do I.
So if you look at, like, things like Golden Girls, Are You Being Served? What was the one? Archie Bunker. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All in the Family.
All in the Family. All in the Family was, like, I mean, if you couldn't, people couldn't stomach that nowadays. Like, that was so, and that show was bad.
They did a remake of it.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
Crashed and burned.
Yeah, I'm sure, because it was, Archie Bunker was like this, I mean, he was this, even for that time, his thinking was it was not forward thinking. It was this very you know, he made comments about black people, about Jewish people, about homosexual. Like, he had this very old school way of thinking, and the whole show was like that. He was degrading towards what the hell was the wife's name? Edith. You know, like, it's just this, but that kind of stuff flew back then. So yeah, now that I've said it out loud, I'm thinking, like, all right, so Are You Being Served probably wasn't it, times have changed now. It could be on TV nowadays and it wouldn't compare or compete with some of the stuff that you see on cable television, but it wouldn't be on regular television because there's two very different avenues there. So in some ways things have gotten, if you look at like Game of Thrones or you look at Shameless, you know, cable television shows, they've definitely pushed that envelope so much more. But if you look at like the general standard television shows, things like Are You Being Served is a lot raunchier than what you would see on basic TV, basic cable, comparatively. So what else were we talking about?
What were we talking about?
I don't even remember. I think somehow we got onto, I don't know. We never finish a thought. Like, we always start shit, and then it somehow turns into something completely and totally
holy
different.
Holy shit. What did we talk about?
Where did we start this whole thing? It had something to do with disco.
Uh-huh.
And because you went to go turn on the record.
Oh, we were talking about names for vaginas.
Oh, yes, we were talking.
Okay, now that that's closed off. So, about a month ago, I went and saw Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, okay, and you can tell your version of this. Bailey actually went to go see this movie as well, and
with his sister?
No.
By himself?
No.
With a girl?
Yes, with a girl.
Cool.
Who is a friend?
That's it. That's all we're going with that.
Which, I mean, it's, well.
No, we're not talking about it.
No, we can.
He's under the age of 18. We're not.
We're not
airing his dirty business.
Listen, first of all, if he's listening to the show, he shouldn't be, because we are way too crude for his age group.
Anyway, go on. Bailey saw the movie.
He saw the movie with a handful of friends.
You're welcome, Bailey.
I wasn't going to say anything that was going to get him in trouble. And she doesn't. I'm sure his
hey, we're not talking about that.
Friend who's a girl.
We're not talking about that.
Doesn't listen to our show either. I've said way worse shit about my kids. I do hear that.
Every time we're here, boogie!
Did we not introduce the fact that we were listening to
it? Yeah, we did.
Okay. I don't remember.
Discopedia Volume 2.
Yeah.
Continuous disco music. Disco dance steps, lessons and clips.
Stop introducing it, because at least if they can't hear it, we can't get in trouble for it. If you don't know who
oogie,
and what it
oogie,
is.
Oogie. San Francisco in Hollywood. Manhattan's Skyline.
Can we get back to Dora the Explorer and how terrible of a notion this is as a movie?
It was a wonderful movie.
You liked it, but here's what I hate about it.
But here's the thing. Here is the thing.
Go ahead.
I've never watched the cartoon.
Well, that's probably
because I thought it was stupid.
Well, also because you're an adult male. Like, it's not something you're supposed to watch.
Trying to say.
I'm trying to say that you don't have kids and you're a full-grown adult, so if you have been sitting around watching Dora the Explorer, that's a little fucking creepy. That's more than a little creepy.
If I sexualized Dora the Explorer, I said, hey, Dora looks kind of hot. That's creepy.
Yeah, no, that'll get you in prison.
Here's the thing. It is year 2019. Our politicians are pieces of shit. Mm. There are culture wars everywhere. I said politicians. I didn't say...
Oh, no, I'll say it. I don't give a shit.
Everything sucks. There's a fucking war over chicken. Fucking chicken, Joe.
Is that still going on?
Probably. I am just a 41-year-old male who is sick of all this bullshit. So if I go to a cartoon child show, movie, I don't have to worry about politics. I don't have to worry about being taught a lesson. It's just going to sit there with pretty colors and a simple plot that can be protected.
Okay, so fine. As far as like a dumb movie would go, my problem with it is I have watched Dora the Explorer. My kids have watched Dora the Explorer, which is how I have watched Dora the Explorer, so I'm familiar with who and what she is as a character. Dora is not some naive, idiotic, childlike character.
But
she's actually
naive.
Very mature for her age.
She is. That's the problem. But here's the key aspect. The reason I hated the Hunger Games is because Katniss could survive by herself with a stick, a string, and a flint.
Okay. Bothers you?
No. I'm getting to the point that bothers me.
Okay.
She can do all this amazing shit. She has no clue about social interactions and when somebody likes you.
Okay. But that's realistic to me. Because there are people who do not understand social interactions but are very... You are a prime example of this. Maybe not prime example, but you are a relative example of this.
I know enough tricks and skills to fake that I have social skills.
No, and you do have a degree of social skills, but if you go back to, like, say, college days, you were not the most socially adapted person, but you were a very intelligent person and a very skilled, capable person. And there are... It's not out of reason to believe.
I was very popular in college.
But
I fixed a lot of computers, Joe.
You had a lot of friends, but you can understand how there are people out there in the world who aren't.
My point is, Katniss... Her skill levels are so lopsided that it drove me insane for her to be the age that she was to be that socially inept.
I see them as separate issues.
It's the same issue. So Dora the Explorer has a similar issue. She's brought up by professors. She grew up in the jungle by herself. So her best friend's a fucking monkey. So yes, her social skills will be a little lacking. And she's always looking for the positive in everything because that's who she is.
Right.
So it's all.
I'm fine with all of that. You have to have suspension of disbelief. You have to be willing to put yourself in that world.
Her biggest problem was she didn't know how to interact with children her own age. That's where you get the whole you felt like she was.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what your problem is. It's the same act.
Well, I didn't see the movie.
Well, from what you've told me about the why you don't like it, I'm telling you it's a component.
My issue with it was, because I saw the previews, so I'm basing this all off the preview. In the preview, it makes her look like she's not... It makes her look like she never matured from childhood. It makes her seem like she's a bit of an idiot. And
She's a social idiot.
See, but I don't see her that way.
But here's the thing.
I feel like that's...
Fuck you and listen to me.
God, tell your damn story.
So here's the thing. I'm going
to defend Dora.
I'm going to spoil the movie for you. So basically, they have her when she's like a little girl, and her brother, and her cousin Diego are playing. It's Diego's last day in the jungle. He's going back to the city.
Okay.
So 5 years later, her parents find this whatever treasure they're looking for.
Okay. Because
they're not treasure hunters, they're explorers. They want to like teach people about stuff. So, her parents get lost in the jungle, and these bad guys want to find them to get this gold, because the city's supposed to be made of gold and all this stuff.
Okay.
So, long story short, Dora has to go to the city, because her parents are going deep into the jungle, and they want her to learn how to interact with children and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, long story short, Dora gets kidnapped, goes to the jungle, has to find her parents, and rescue everything. So, all said and done, happy ending. And their parents are like, hey, we got good news for you.
Both long story short and happy ending have different meanings to me. But go ahead.
So, they go, good news, Dora. We're going back to the jungle. And we're taking you with us. Thinking, hey, we got our daughter back. This would be fucking awesome. She's like, well, actually, I want to go back to school because I got a match with the jungle. This whole high school thing, I want to try and get better at.
Alright. Is that the beginning or the end of the movie?
That's the end.
Okay.
But my point is, it's the whole... She doesn't know how to interact.
My only issue
It's like Crocodile Dundee. Okay? You hated Crocodile Dundee?
No, I did not hate Crocodile Dundee.
You're basically bitching.
Paul fucking Hogan. Who can hate Paul Hogan?
So you're telling me it's okay for an Australian to be a fish out of water, but a little girl...
Dora already has a created character that they changed for the movie to they modified who and what Dora is.
Oh, wait. They modified a story to make a movie?
No.
And you're bitching about
this?
They
modified a character too drastically. And I've already said how much I hate that. We've talked about that in other shows about how...
When I bitch about it, you're okay with it.
No. There's certain things you can and cannot change, and I think that's too drastic of a change for her. Okay, fine. Whenever you watch the cartoon version of it, it's like she's like they're in a situation, and you're like, you need to prioritize, bitch, because you need to put the tape on the balloon so it doesn't fall so that Boots doesn't die, because you don't want that on your conscience. But at the same time, she's not an idiot. She knows how to handle things. She knows how She's not socially awkward in the cartoon. Now, yes, in the cartoon, it's pretty much her, a monkey, I think a blue warthog, and she talks to a map.
She's older.
Okay, but I just don't like that they made her socially awkward, because it's never been part of.
Here's my favorite part of the movie.
Well, two favorite parts.
Go ahead. Spoiler alert, everyone. So, for anybody who's truly interested in watching the Dora the Explorer movie but hasn't had a chance yet.
So, Swiper the Fox.
Is Swiper in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I like that.
So, apparently Swiper's a bad guy, which kind of makes me sad.
Well, he just steals shit.
He works with bad guys.
Okay.
So that kind of made me sad, because I love foxes. And he was so fucking awesome, with his little thing, little gloves and shit. So
he is sort of the antagonist. He's definitely the antagonist.
So, there's a scene early in the jungle before she goes to high school where she sees this little poison frog. And she talks about how, hey, this is an orange poison frog. It's a creep poison from its skin. If you touch it, you'll get paralyzed. See, little frog? So later in the movie, they're trying to get past these bad guys.
Very foreshadowing, okay.
And they're like, how are we get by them? So somehow they got the frog into a little bag. So like the bad guys are like looking around and this bag drops. They go, what's this? They empty it out, and the little orange frog is sitting there. So the guy goes, oh, cute little frog. He puts his hand next to the frog. The frog takes his little finger, his little hand, and touches the guy. And the guy just falls over.
That sounds terrible.
It's hilarious. It's cute. So then the frog's cute. Like, hey, what's this? And the frog jumps on top of the fox, and the fox just falls over. Best part ever.
I still don't want to watch the movie. It just looks horrible.
Well, we're going to. I'm going to make you watch it when it comes out on DVD.
No, wait. Can I wait for Netflix or something?
No, I will. Trust me. When it comes on Netflix, you're coming over. We're going to watch it. Just so we get the XXX.
Luz, I will watch it.
Just like we did XXX, we're going to watch it and review it.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
Please don't make me review that.
Audio listeners at home, if you don't want Joe to review it, send in an email saying you don't want it to do.
Put that on the list of things that we said we were going to do that we never did.
Dave, remind me.
This show is full of false promises and lies.
Remind me. Tell you what, I'll let Dave and Christian decide. If they say yay, we do it. If they say nay, we don't.
Of course they're going to say do it. Because I'm against the idea and Dave's a dick.
But Christian, he's a free agent.
Do I know Christian?
Yes, he's on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the shop that I have with him.
That's all right. No, I get confused with all the people. Which, meantime, we had Christian on the show, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because I'm kind of an asshole about this.
I need to apologize to Christian Kale.
Oh, did you not do this yet?
Well, I kind of did in a couple episodes ago. Apparently.
We both are going to apologize to Christian.
Yes.
Because you tell your thing.
I told the story about the car and how I had the loose lug nuts and how my buddy helped me with the car. Well, Christian got really upset.
Joel got loose nuts.
Because I didn't mention him by name. And he basically saved my life by helping me with the lug nuts. So I'd like to apologize to Christian and say thank you for saving my life.
Well, I owe Christian an apology also, and this is something I've been wanting to do since we had him on the show, and I'm sorry that I forgot name-wise who you are. I do remember you. But we had him on the show, and I did one of the things that I do when we have people on the show where we introduce them, and then I just talk the whole show and didn't give him a chance to really chime in hardly at all. Didn't include him in on the show, and I feel like a dick for it because I do that to almost everybody we have on the show, at least the first time we have him on. I'm trying to be better, And when we had Jonah on, that wasn't that long ago. It was only a few episodes ago. Well, I guess it was like 4 or 5 episodes ago at least. We had Jonah on, and I was a lot better. Mm-hmm. I was a lot better. I kept.
It seems to be the first time it was on the show you do that, and then the second episode is better.
I get better as we go. Right?
Spoiler, next episode, we have some questions that Christian had wanted us to talk about on the podcast.
Oh, really?
And we'll do that.
Are we, how much time do we have right now?
We're about the end of this episode.
Oh, son, bitch.
Like now.
Oh, it's such a sad moment. I hate to see us go, Joel. But thanks for joining us here, everybody. Be sure to join us here next week at streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com. You can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter. I'm just going to write this down. I need this scripted. I would do so much better. How are we? We're like 3 years into the show. We never thought to pull out a pen and paper and write down this shit so I can. Well, you do it then. Tell people where to follow us.
Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
You have no enthusiasm at all. I'm like, hey, everybody, join us here next week. You're like, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. You're basically Eeyore.
Hey, remember, people, what would Miss Slocum do with her pussy?
And disco.